Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Finances with Francine and Friends. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning into the show, we welcome you. And for our longtime listeners, we welcome you as well because we couldn't do it without you. Today is Friday, and I hope it's a happy Friday for you. It's a beautiful day in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and I hope it's beautiful wherever you are. Our mission here at Finances with Francine and Friends is to share information, updates, guest highlights, events, and keep you educated on all things financial. That's why we're so excited each week to bring on guests to discuss economic developments and the effects on our community and quality of life. Today, my special guests are Michelle R. Ewing and Kevin A. Green of Five Rings Financial. Hello, Michelle. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Francine. How are you?
Fantastic.
How you doing, Francine?
I'm doing well.
How you doing?
Thank you. Doing great. It's just a beautiful day in Hampton Roads, as I stated just a few seconds ago. So I'm really excited about it being Friday. We made it through another week, and we are here again to share some tips, strategies, and some opinions on finances with Francine and Friends. So we're just going to jump right into it, because if the audience has been keeping up with us every week, they know that you and Michelle, Kevin and Michelle, have been on. And if they miss any of our broadcasts, they can go back to the archives and listen to the shows. So, Michelle, it is ever-changing in our world right now. These times have certainly shifted our perspective of what is essential, what is not, what is normal, what is not. We have learned to survive without many things and freedoms that we are used to. And we are looking back over the past 8 or 9 weeks, and we're just wondering if you could share with the audience, how has COVID-19 interrupted your life?
That is a great question, Francine. How? It has interrupted all of our lives, some more extreme than others. And a way that has impacted my life has been with physical contact and travel. It's impacted my mobility and my ability to engage and interact with people physically, right? I'm an extrovert, and I'm a hugger. So, of course, we've been extremely limited by the social distancing advisory in place. So I haven't even been able to go home and visit my parents in New York, as you know. You may not know. I know we spoke about it within the company, but I have lost 4 family members in a 7-week time span. So the hardest part about all of this is not being able to grieve properly. And my youngest brother lost his father a week ago, and that one hit me the hardest because that's my baby brother, and I can't be there with him, you know, to hug him and comfort him and, you know, help him lay his father to rest. It's been reduced to receiving pictures, you know, of the casket and of the place where he's laid to rest in a military cemetery up in New York. So that has been the hardest, the most difficult part of this is my severe restriction with physical contact and my ability to be able to travel and look after my family the way I feel that I need to.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I just want to say that I'm so sorry for your loss. And, of course, if there's anything that I can do, just please let me know, because we are all in this together, whether we're, you know, next door or across the street or in another city or state. You know, it is affecting all of us, and we just need to just be there. And sometimes if you can't be physically there, just be there for a phone call and be a good sounding board and listening. So please accept my condolences.
Thank you so much, Francine. I really appreciate that.
You're so welcome. Kevin, in wake of the COVID-19, with regards to your finances, what concerns have people expressed with you?
Well, that's a great question, Francine. I do appreciate that. Before I answer that, I just want to say, Michelle, I am sorry as well to hear about your loss, and my heart goes out to you and your family. I hope you remain strong during this time period, and that y'all are able to move past it as quickly as you can. But I really do feel for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate your words.
As far as people expressing their concerns with their finances to me, I've had a few people have mentioned a few things. First thing is whether or not they're going to be all right. People are very concerned about that. They're struggling to pay their bills right now, and they're not exactly sure how they're going to get through it and what it's going to look like when they get through it. Right now, it's a hard time to see the light on the other end of the tunnel with all that's going on. People are concerned with how they're going to be to feed their families as well as themselves. I've had people express their fears about whether or not they're going to continue funding for their children's colleges and what type of shape and impact it's going to have on their children if they can't continue to put money away for their college. And of course, you know, anybody out there who's a parent, they know that they want the most and the best for their children at all times. And to be put in a situation where they feel they can't give their children the best and put money away for their college, for their futures, this is a major concern and a major worry for them. And of course, another overall worry that and concern that people have is just what's going to happen to their retirement. You know, they have a retirement plan in place, and they're worried about whether or not they're going to be able to retire on time. They're worried about whether, you know, or not they're going to be able to live the lifestyle that they had planned to live in their retirement when they do get to their retirement time. And I've even had some people express to me that they don't think they're going to be able to retire at all, because they've taken such a hit in their 401ks, their savings, their mutual funds, that they think that they're going to have to continue to work and never retire. And this is a major fear that people seem to have right now in the wake of COVID-19.
Yes, that is absolutely so true. We all know, Michelle, that behind every cloud there's a silver lining. So how has COVID-19 enhanced your life?
One thing it has allowed me to do is connect with people that I had not been in contact with for years. Because at a time like this, you really want to check in on people and make sure they're okay. So people that I had not checked in on in maybe a year or even years, you know, even if it's something like a text, hey, how are you and your family doing amidst all this craziness and uncertainty? Because this is huge. It's been a huge deal. And my family being in New York, it has been especially, you know, heavy on my mind, because that's the epicenter. The other thing it has allowed me to do, spend more quality time with my youngest daughter, who is my mini-me. So that could be a good thing or a bad thing. So it has allowed me to have more time with her and more rest, because being that I'm my own business owner, I'm able to wake up without an alarm clock on most days, depending on how I schedule my meetings with my clients. So that has been a blessing. And story time chess, because now me and my youngest daughter, I know it's supposed to be for little kids, but I'm a big kid, and we are playing story time chess, because I've always wanted to learn how to play chess. So we just take turns reading the stories and learning how to move the little pictures around the board. But it's had a silver lining. That part has been great.
Great. And it makes you step back and really look at life itself. We've always been on the fast track, and especially business owners, entrepreneurs, you have that spirit. You want to get out and do things. But this time has kind of made us step back and just look at what we really need in our lives and what's important to us. And that quality time with your family is certainly important. And Kevin, do you have anything you would like to add to that as far as the enhancement of your life through this pandemic?
Well, being shut in is I've been acquainted with my phone and my computer more than ever before. And like Michelle said, I am reaching out and calling people that I haven't spoken to in years just to check on them and see how they're doing. And sometimes, you know, it is when you lose track with somebody, you lose contact with them. You want to reach out to them, but you kind of don't know how to start a conversation. And as bad as what's going on right now with COVID-19, this is the perfect icebreaker. You know, you just reach out and say, I haven't talked to you in 5 years, I haven't talked to you in almost 10 years, but I just wanted to see how you and your family were doing. And it starts the conversation and you reconnect with people. And so that is the way that my life is being enhanced because of this, the silver lining, I guess, within this cloud is that I'm reconnecting with people that I haven't talked to in years.
And that is wonderful. Family is so important, as we all know, and we take them for granted a lot of the times because we're just used to them being there or not being there. And as you said, both said, it's a great time to do that reconnection. And for me, one of the things that I've been doing since I've been shut in is thinking about my health and thinking about all the things that I should be doing to make it better. And fitness comes to mind. Now, of course, I don't look like I've been working out, okay? But y'all will see the results probably by September, October, November, December. So that has been one of the things that has been important to me, along with my family, because now we actually get to plan meals together, and my son is an avid workout person. He's building muscle where I need to tone and do some other things, so I'm watching him. So that gives me incentive to eat better because he's eating really well. So that has been an enhancement for me and my family, just and doing things together where we normally wouldn't do, like just sitting down to dinner. We normally wouldn't do that because I'm going one direction, my son's going another, my husband's doing probably nothing. But anyway, you know, so now we get to eat together because we're not doing three or different meals or snacking in between as much because we are conscious of what we're doing. And so some good things are, you know, coming about as we sit and be real with ourselves. So, Michelle, I know that in some ways our community can make the best of this crisis. And some people can't. So would you like to share some of the best ways that the community can do that?
Well, I would say, first and foremost, one of the best ways to take advantage of this crisis as a community is to reconnect with family and friends, and most importantly, reconnect with yourself. A lot of the times we lose ourselves in the day-to-day. We just get caught up in life and we lose the connection with ourselves. So now will be a great time to reconnect with yourself, your family, and your friends, and work on breaking some bad habits. Right? We need to work on breaking some bad habits. Like Francine, I see now you got to come back to the office looking spelt, right? Because you've been working on some of what may have been bad eating habits, right? So this is the time where we can actually take control because we're not as busy running around. Unless you're a first responder, I don't want to leave those people out because some people are still heck of a busy. But those of us who have this extra time on our hands, let's focus on breaking some bad habits like our diet, our exercise, our money, break some of our bad money habits. Now is the perfect time. Don't be sitting up in the house ordering stuff on Amazon, right, Michelle? I'm talking to myself, right? So I've been doing really good. You know, breaking some bad habits and focusing on developing new ones that will help you moving forward after this crisis is over.
Absolutely. Great advice and opinions.
I am so proud of you two guys. I'm proud of you two guys that you are breaking bad habits. I think I'm going in the wrong direction. I am getting most acquainted with my two best friends in the world, Ben and Jerry. And I think I'm going to have to start breaking that bad habit today.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh,
and I know this is, you know, also all the time, Kevin, that people should be making good decisions as well. So do you think this is a good time for people to take a look at their financial picture?
Oh, absolutely. I think that any time that anything's going on in the stock market that's a major change, either up or down, if you're invested in the stock market, this is an ideal time to sit back and take a look at what's going on and what kind of impact it's going to have on your financial future. And being invested in the stock market doesn't just mean owning individual stocks. It means having a 401k, mutual funds, your thrift savings plan, IRAs, Roth IRAs. These are all things that are invested in the stock market. So any time that you've got major swings in the stock market going on, it's an absolutely perfect time to sit down and reexamine your financial picture and see where it's going and make sure you're still on track for where you want to go.
Okay, wonderful. Michelle, you mentioned something about breaking some of those bad habits. What does that process look like for somebody who's listening? Maybe they just don't even know how to start to do that.
Step one is to begin with the end in mind, right? Recognize that we've all developed our habits, and I would say specifically, especially our money habits, from our parents and our grandparents. And we need to realize that what got us here won't get us there where we want to go. We have our current self and we have our future self, right? So we need to think about, what do I need to do? What do I need to change? It's still about breaking those bad habits. What do I need to change? What does my current self need to change in order to take care of the needs of my future self? Step two is set some goals around that, some SMART goals, some goals around that, and work towards them. They have to be specific, right? They got to be meaningful to you. You have to be able to measure them, right? They have to be measurable. They have to be attainable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Realistic, and they have to be time-based. So you got to set some SMART goals, and it's going to challenge you in the very beginning, which is why you start out small. For example, maybe set up a goal of $1,000 over the next 12 months. You're going to save up $1,000 over the next 12 months, and that's roughly $100 a month. We typically say in our Money 101 that who wants to save $150 a month, or who thinks that they can? And most people raise their hands. And that's like what we say, how many people can save $5 a day, right? That comes out to $150 a month. Well, we know we can save $150 a month because we typically blow over $5 a day because we typically blow over $20 a day, right? So take that. You can't go to Starbucks. Right? So take that money that you typically go and spend at Starbucks, and right now while we're in this crisis, take some of that money and put it to the side. Don't be out here ordering from Grubhub and all that other stuff. Take a little bit of that money, put it to the side, and save up $1,000 over the next 12 months. So start small and just work your way up to it. It's like a muscle. You have to exercise it. The more you exercise it, the better you become, and you'll see as you start making those small wins, that'll snowball, and you'll want to save even more.
Yes, and that is so true. And in my class that I teach, I use Starbucks all the time as a gauge because that's something that a lot of people love to do. I remember mornings people would try to run me over trying to turn left to get to the Starbucks. And I'm like, what is in that coffee? And those people got to have it. They about to kill me. You know, so every time I would get to that point at South Independence, I would just slow down and just let them go ahead and go to Starbucks because I didn't want to hurt nobody, you know, because I know they needed their coffee. But if you think about it, yes, I know. And if you think about, they spend more than $5. Most of the time they're getting specialty blend of coffee. So if that's what you have to do to get started, and now that is not available to you, you can go to 7-Eleven if you need to and get your dollar cup of coffee, you know, and put that $5 a day that you were spending and put it away, and that's a great starting point. So that's great, Michelle. Kevin, what are some of the questions that people have asked you as they try to figure out what to do next?
Oh, gosh, I have fielded several questions as people trying to figure out what to do next, because right now it's just everybody's a little bit off kilter. You know, they don't know exactly what's going to happen. They're not exactly sure what's going on with themselves. So I'm getting questions that start off like, is this a good time for me to examine my financial future? And how do I get started doing that to make sure that I'm looking at the aspects of it that I should be looking at? I've gotten questions about how is this going to affect my financial plan? Because some people are on a plan, but they don't fully understand what they're doing. They've been working with somebody, and maybe there isn't enough understanding there, and they're not sure how what's going on in the market right now is going to affect them, or will it affect them, or how much. And so just sitting down and figuring that out is a question that people are struggling with. And lastly, I would say people were asking me about diversity. Like, how do I diversify my portfolio in order to protect myself from market volatility, which is going on right now? Some people just aren't sure how to get started with that, and so it's a quick question that they have, and it's about education, and that's why at Five Rings we love to educate people on how money works, and this way they can get started on answering these questions for themselves in order to protect themselves and help themselves.
And Kevin, could you just share a little bit of share a little bit of the light and share about Money 101? I'm getting tongue twisted today.
Absolutely. Money 101 is a workshop that we used to do live in Virginia Beach, and we did that there for many years. Now, with the COVID-19 situation, we are doing it virtually. So we have virtual workshops that are going on. Some are 30 minutes long, some are an hour long, some are an hour and 15 minutes long. And what they do is they discuss different financial topics, different financial tools that everybody should learn how to understand, learn how to work with and utilize in order to protect themselves and to create financial wealth in their own households, which, of course, then becomes a generational growth that they can teach their children and their children can teach their children's children, et cetera, to bring financial wealth back into the household, get that generational wealth going. So we have many of them every week. As many as 5 to 7 Money 101 workshops are happening every single week on a virtual basis. They're being led by executives, top executives in the country, from all over the country, some in Florida, some in Texas, Colorado, Virginia Beach, Washington, D.C. area. But they're getting online and they're doing these virtual workshops to get the word out to as many people as possible. And I think they're phenomenal. If you haven't attended one, you know, I think everybody out there in the listening audience should tune in and at least listen to one of them. If you have 30 minutes, just sit 30 minutes aside and sit and listen to a workshop.
Okay, great. Michelle, can you tell the audience how they can participate in any of our upcoming events?
They can go to Eventbrite and look up 5RF East. 5RF East, and all of our events are right there. You can choose from a variety of upcoming events that we have, Money 101 as well as Wine, Women, and Wealth.
Great. And full disclosure, for those who do not know, I am also a member of Five Rings Financial. So I just wanted to share that in case people were wondering how I get my information. So if you are interested in contacting Kevin or Michelle, Michelle, please give them your contact information, and then, Kevin, you can follow up.
You can find me at www.livingbenefitsexperts.com/lifetimelegacies, michelle.ewing@FiveRingsFinancial, all spelled out, .com. Michelle is spelled with one L, so that's Michelle .ewing at FiveRingsFinancial, spelled out, .com.
Well, Francine, I like to keep it simple. I have an email address. Everybody can reach me at my email address. It's Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, dot Green, G-R-E-E-N, at FiveRingsFinancial.com, all spelled out. easiest way to reach me is just send me an email and I will respond to you within a 24-hour period.
Thank you both so much. Michelle, how important is it for women to be financially savvy?
Very. It's very important for women to be financially savvy because by 2030, two-thirds of the nation's wealth will be in the hands of women, either because their fathers are passing it on to them or their husbands are passing it on to them. So, ladies, we need to understand money and we need to know what to do with it so that we do not end up in a situation that we really have either seen other women fall into a situation or we are afraid of falling into those situations ourselves. And another thing is when you teach women something, we teach the world. Y'all know we talk a lot, right? And we learn through conversations. So every time we learn about a good deal, we got to pass that good deal on to somebody else. So the more we know about money, the more we can share about money, and we pass that on to our children as well. When you educate women, you educate a village. You educate a nation because we're the nurturers and we're the ones who pass on these nuggets of information, these golden nuggets to learn how to take care of ourselves in the future. So teach the village, teach the community, teach the nation, teach the children. So that way they understand how money works and they understand also how to build and retain and pass on wealth. That's how generational wealth comes to fruition. First, by learning. Learn to build and pass that stuff on.
Absolutely nothing but great information to guys today, guys. We're wrapping it up and coming on down to our last 3 minutes. So, Kevin, when things return to what will be our new normal, are you planning on running out and going on a shopping spree? I should have asked Michelle that question.
Wow. Well, we know what Michelle would say. Absolutely. That's a great question, Francine. Thank you for that. I think like many, many people across the country, the first order of business is going to be to run out and get a haircut. I am a very regimented person when it comes to my haircuts. Every 4 weeks to the day, I like to get my hair cut, and I am struggling with this mop that's on top of my head right now. So that's the first order of business. As far as the shopping spree goes, I am seriously craving some food from some of my favorite restaurants, and I think I want to go out and just eat meals out. I think I'm going to spend the next month eating every meal out at some different restaurant and enjoying that. But unfortunately, I think if I actually did that, if I actually went out and spent every meal eating out, I would wreck my budget. So as much as I do want to support the restaurants and the businesses in the local area, I hopefully will have enough strength and restraint to not blow my budget eating out, but go out and sample some of the restaurants that I am really missing, but still keep myself on track.
Okay, great. Michelle, we had about 1 minute and 40 seconds. Mm-hmm. What you going to do, girl, when it is all the new normal?
Girl, I got to get my hair done. Now, I'm just going to say, I'm with Kevin right there. I got to get my hair done. Because, listen, I'm tired. I love my oldest daughter for buying me these two slap caps. I swear, I love her. It's what I wanted for my birthday. But I'm about tired of wearing slap caps, okay? I'm ready to have some heat slapped on this hair, some shampoo or conditioner where I don't have to do it myself because my arms get tired, okay? My arms get tired. I'm tired of putting in my little twist. You know, I need to be able to go and get my hair done so I can be extra cute again. Okay.
Well, Michelle and Kevin, it has been a blast as always. You know, you bring it every week. I'm so excited to have you on the show with me. You make my job so easy. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of another show with Finances, Francine, and Friends. So to my friends, Michelle and Kevin, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Michelle, happy Mother's Day to you and to all the beautiful ladies out there. Whether you're a mom or auntie or sister, you have a part in the nurturing of our children, and we thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Any
Happy
last
Mother's
words,
Day
Michelle?
To you too.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's
Kevin?
Day to you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Francine, for having me on the show. I enjoy it. I appreciate you inviting me back week after week. And again, happy Mother's Day to you and all the mothers out there.
Absolutely wonderful. So that's it. That's a wrap, guys. See y'all next Friday. Take care now.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.